Okay, so let's dive into something that really touches, like every single aspect of our lives, and that's supply chains.
Yeah, it's those intricate networks that, bring us everything, like from our morning coffee to like those new sneakers you've been wanting.
Exactly. But here's the thing. These systems, they're facing some serious challenges, and we're not just talking about, like minor inconveniences here. We're talking potential disruptions that could impact, well, everything from the price of goods to whether you can even get them at all.
Yeah, and you've probably heard about like all of this stuff going on, tariffs, the port strikes, and obviously the lingering impact of COVID. These aren't just like abstract economic things, They're real threats to how global trade works.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just remember, the port strikes in the US back in 24.
Right. I mean, those strikes, they cost the economy what, like an estimate of $5 billion every single day. It's a like a really stark reminder of how fragile these supply chains can be.
Wow. 5 billion a day. And then, you've got tariffs. I mean, they sound like, something from a textbook, but they directly hit like what you pay for stuff every
Right,
day.
yeah, for sure. We're
Yeah.
talking billions in imports, right? From places like China, Mexico, Canada. You get a 10% tariff here, a 25% one there. It really adds up.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, with all this going on, like what are companies doing? I imagine they're having to adjust somehow.
Oh, absolutely. They're making some tough choices,
Yeah.
relocating factories, finding new suppliers. Sometimes they even just eat the extra cost themselves just to, keep things running.
I read this article that really brought this home. It was about this major automaker. They almost lost millions because like 1,200 containers of parts just disappeared.
Yeah, that's a like a perfect example. Even the big sophisticated companies, they can get caught off guard, and the fallout, I mean, it can be huge.
That's wild. But here's the thing. They actually got those parts back, avoided a total disaster. So how'd they pull that off?
Well, that's what we're going to get into today. But the short answer is real-time supply chain visibility, knowing where your stuff is, what shape it's in, and when it'll get there.
Got it. So it sounds like this visibility, it's crucial these days,
Yeah.
especially with everything going on.
Oh, it's not even like a nice to have anymore. It's essential if you want to stay afloat in this global market.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's break it down then. What
Yeah.
are the biggest things that are putting pressure on these supply chains?
Well, one of the biggest ones that people don't always think about is theft, cargo theft. It's not just a movie plot, It's a real problem. Costs businesses billions.
Wow. Yeah. I can see how that would like completely mess things up.
Yeah.
Delays, increased costs, I mean the whole nine yards.
Exactly. And then you have, inefficient routing. Like it's like using an old map and hitting every traffic jam, except it's for those cargo ships and trucks hauling stuff across the world.
Right. And we can't forget about technology, right? Or the lack of it, I guess. I mean, there are still companies out there using like spreadsheets and paper to track things.
Oh yeah, and in this day and age, I mean that's just asking for problems, delays, errors, lost shipments, you name it.
Totally. And then there's all the regulations, right? Like tariffs, like we talked about. And making sure, things like medicine are stored properly. It seems like a nightmare.
Oh, it can be. It's a constant struggle for businesses to stay on top of all that. And it really shows how much pressure the old ways of managing supply chains are under.
Yeah, for sure. So how does this real-time visibility thing actually help? I mean, is it more than just like knowing where your stuff is on a map?
Oh, absolutely. It's about using that information to get ahead of problems, to prevent them. Imagine having like a GPS tracker on everything, knowing exactly where it is, what condition it's in, and when it should arrive.
Okay, yeah, I can see how that would give you a big advantage.
Oh yeah, you could plan better, manage risk, the whole nine yards. But it goes even further. With real-time visibility, you can use AI and automation to predict problems, find better routes, just make smarter decisions overall.
Interesting. So what does this mean for businesses, especially those that are, struggling to keep up with everything that's going on?
It means they got to change how they do things, embrace new technology, new ways of thinking to build a more resilient, more responsive supply chain.
So it's less about reacting to problems and more about preventing them.
Exactly. Shifting from reactive to proactive, using data and insights to stay ahead of the curve.
Got it. This is all super helpful. But I'm curious, like, how are companies actually doing this? What kind of tools are they using to get this level of visibility?
That's a great question. And it's actually a perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive. We'll unpack the specific technologies from GPS and RFID tags to these like AI-powered analytics platforms that are changing how businesses handle their supply chains.
Perfect. Let's jump into that then.
All right, so let's get into the actual tech that's making this whole real-time visibility thing possible. And I think a good place to start is GPS tracking. I mean, everybody knows GPS from their phones and cars, but in supply chains, it's like having eyes on your shipments everywhere they go.
Right. But it's got to be more than just those little dots on a map, right? Like
Yeah.
how does GPS actually work when you're talking about thousands of containers moving all over the world?
Well, it's all about, scale and integration. So you have these tiny, super durable GPS trackers attached to containers, pallets, even individual products sometimes. And they're constantly sending their location back to a central system so companies can see, their whole supply chain in real time.
Okay, that makes sense. But then you have all this data coming in from everywhere, right? How do they even make sense of it all? Seems like it'd be kind of overwhelming.
Well, that's where AI comes in and machine learning. They can analyze these huge amounts of data from the GPS, from weather reports, traffic patterns, even social media,
Yeah.
and they can like predict delays, suggest the best routes.
So it's like a super smart traffic app, but for global trade. That's pretty cool. What about RFID? I see those tags on clothes and stuff. How do those fit into all of this?
Yeah, RFID, that stands for radio frequency identification. It's basically like a super-powered barcode. So instead of scanning each package, one by one, you can scan a whole pallet, a whole truckload in just seconds.
Wow, that's efficient. So what else is good about RFID?
Oh, it's a game changer for a lot of things like managing your warehouse, controlling inventory, even preventing theft. Imagine, being able to instantly find like one specific product in a huge warehouse.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Saves so much time and hassle. So it seems like RFID and GPS together, they give you a really good picture of the whole supply chain. But
Yeah.
what about like sharing information between different companies, different systems? That's got to be important too, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's where cloud platforms come in and data integration. It's like the nervous system of the supply chain, connecting all the different parts.
So instead of each company like working on their own with their own data, they're all connected, sharing information in real time.
Exactly. And that lets them coordinate better, make decisions faster, and just have more transparency across the board.
Got it. So it's really about breaking down those silos. Okay, so we've talked about AI a bit, but I want to dig a little deeper. Everyone's talking about AI these days, but what's it actually doing in supply chain management?
Well, AI is being used to analyze all that data we were talking about, right? From GPS, RFID, weather reports, all that. And it can find patterns, predict problems before they even happen.
So it's like having a crystal ball for your supply chain. That's wild. Like what kinds of things can it actually predict?
Well, think about like a big storm, that messes up shipping routes, or maybe there's a sudden surge in demand for a product that puts a strain on inventory. AI can warn companies about these kinds of things weeks, even months ahead of time.
Wow. So they can adjust their plans,
Yeah.
avoid major headaches. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What about automation? How is that being used to make things more efficient?
Well, automation is already being used in a lot of warehouses. You have robots picking and packing orders super fast, super accurate.
Yeah.
And then, there are self-driving trucks being tested for long hauls and AI systems that are streamlining customs and all that.
Wow. So it sounds like we're moving towards a future where a lot of the supply chain is managed by machines. Does that mean we'll all be out of a job?
No, not necessarily. It's more about, helping people do their jobs better, letting machines handle the boring, repetitive stuff
Yeah.
so people can focus on the bigger picture, like planning, solving problems, customer service, that kind of thing.
Okay, so it's not about replacing people, it's about making them more effective.
Got it. So we've talked about, GPS, RFID, cloud platforms, AI, automation. It's clear that all this stuff can really change how supply chains work. But I'm curious, are there any like real world examples of how these technologies are actually being used to solve specific problems?
Oh, absolutely. Tons of examples. Let's take pharmaceutical companies, for example. They have to keep a lot of their medicines at very specific temperatures, the whole supply chain. If the temperature goes off even a little bit, the medicine can be ruined.
Right. Makes sense. So how are they using technology to deal with that? Are they just like constantly checking thermometers? Oh no, it's way more advanced than that now. They have these sensors, that are connected to the internet. They're constantly monitoring the temperature inside the containers, the trucks, and that data gets sent, in real time to a central system. So if the temperature goes out of range, the logistics people know right away.
Oh wow. So they can fix the problem before it's too late.
Exactly. It's all about, being proactive, making sure those life-saving drugs they get where they need to go safely. It's a huge improvement for patient safety.
That's amazing. What about other industries like the car industry? They have really complex supply chains too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Car manufacturers, they use GPS tracking and AI to optimize their routes, get things delivered faster, minimize disruptions, and they use RFID to track every part, every component through the whole manufacturing process, which helps with managing their inventory and preventing mistakes.
Got it. So it's really transforming how they do things. But are these technologies only for big companies with tons of money? Can smaller businesses use this kind of stuff too?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes, absolutely. In the past, yeah, this stuff was expensive, complicated to set up. But now with cloud computing and software as a service, it's become much more affordable. But businesses of all sizes can benefit from it.
That's great news. So it's like leveling the playing field a bit, giving smaller businesses the tools to compete with the big guys. But with all these benefits, are there any like downsides or challenges that people should be aware of?
Well, sure. I mean, technology is only as good as the people using it, right?
Yeah.
So implementing these systems, it takes planning, it takes training, it takes, ongoing management. It's not enough to just buy the software. You gotta integrate it into how you already do things, make sure your team knows how to use it properly.
So it's about using technology like strategically,
Yeah.
not just because it's the cool new thing.
Exactly. It's about solving real problems,
Yeah.
creating real value. And speaking of the future, I think it's time we shift our focus to what's coming next. There's some really exciting stuff on the horizon for supply chain visibility.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious about that. Let's dive into the future of supply chain visibility
Now,
then.
yeah.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive here. We've talked about the challenges, the technologies, even some real world examples. But now let's look ahead. Like what's coming next for all this?
Well, the future of supply chain visibility, it's pretty exciting. We're about to see some big advancements, things that could really change how goods move around the world.
Okay, yeah. Let's start with one that I hear about all the time, but still kind of find mysterious. Blockchain.
Yeah.
Like what is it exactly? And how does it fit into all of this?
Okay, so imagine like a digital ledger
Yeah.
that's spread out across multiple computers. So it's like basically impossible to mess with it, to change it. That's blockchain in a nutshell. And for supply chains, it's huge.
So instead of using like paper trails or even those centralized databases, which can, have errors
Yeah.
or even be tampered with, blockchain gives you this record of every transaction that's basically unchangeable.
Exactly. You can track a product's whole journey from where it's made to your doorstep and be completely sure that the data is accurate. It's a game changer for industries like food, where knowing where things come from and that they're safe is really important.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What about 5G? I mean, I know it's the next generation of wireless technology, but how does that impact supply chains?
Well, 5G is super fast, and it has like incredibly low latency. So that means data can be sent and received like almost instantly. within the supply chain.
So we're talking like real-time video from drones that are inspecting warehouses, or sensors on trucks that are sending data back to the logistics people, while they're driving.
Exactly. It's about making the whole supply chain like completely connected and intelligent. And 5G makes that possible.
Got it. And we've talked about AI and automation before, but it sounds like they're going to be even bigger in the future.
Oh, definitely. AI, it's going to get even better at predicting things. Imagine a system that can predict a port strike like weeks before it happens.
Okay.
That will give companies time to reroute their shipments, avoid all the delays.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And what about automation? Any big changes coming there?
Oh yeah. Think hyper automation, where you have robots, drones, self-driving vehicles doing a lot of the jobs that people do now. Warehouses where robots are picking and packing orders, delivery drones dropping off packages at your door. It's going to be a whole new level of efficiency.
Wow. So it sounds like the supply chain of the future is going to be like super complex, super automated. Are there any like challenges with that? Things that people should be thinking about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, cybersecurity is a big one. As supply chains become more connected, more reliant on data, they become more vulnerable to hackers. So companies are going to have to really focus on protecting their systems and their data.
Right. And what about jobs? I mean, all this automation, is it going to mean that people are going to lose their jobs?
Well, it's a valid concern, but history shows that technology, it usually creates new jobs, even as it, changes old ones. The key is adapting, making
Yeah.
sure that people have the skills they need to succeed in this new world.
So it's about finding that balance, right? Between embracing the new technology and making sure that people aren't left behind.
Exactly. It's about using technology to help people to make their jobs better, not to replace them altogether.
Got it. Well, this has been a really fascinating conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, from the problems that supply chains are facing, to the technologies that are changing things, to what the future might hold.
Yeah. We've seen how real-time visibility, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's essential if you want to survive in this crazy, unpredictable world.
And if there's one company that really stands out in this whole space, it's GPX Intelligence. They're
Yeah.
using cutting edge technology to give businesses the visibility and the control they need to succeed.
They're really leading the way, using AI, machine learning, real-time data to completely change how supply chains are managed.
It's been great talking about all of this with you as we wrap up this deep dive. I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. In a world where things are changing so fast, having a strong, a resilient supply chain, it's essential for a stable, a thriving economy. And GPX Intelligence, they're the ones making that happen.